Fantastic. 92.1 Hank FM. KB and Marley in the morning, and it's going to be a big weekend. It's always a big weekend here at Hank FM, but we are very, very excited. It's darn near a holiday. The National Day of the American Cowboy, presented by PBR Global Cup, goes down this Saturday in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards, and a representative, and I think they picked the perfect person.
Wow, thank you.
To spread the word about this. We welcome in studio Miss Devin, yeah. Devin Dawson here at Cowtown.
Oh my God. Gosh,
you gotta start the day with a yodel, you know.
There are ways to make a first impression. I've never, ever been confronted with that one, and that takes the cake. How about
That's
that?
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Now, before we get into, because you are a fascinating individual in your own right. I mean, for crying out loud.
I think I am. No.
You may recognize the voice, perhaps. Tell everybody why.
Oh, on the Walt Disney record, it came out 19 years ago. It was the follow-up CD to Toy Story 2, and I'm the singing voice of Jessie on that.
There you
the
go.
Grammy-winning Disney CD.
Yeah.
Riders in the Sky.
Yeah. So do you have a Grammy?
I don't. They do.
Oh.
I have a certificate with a gold embossed Grammy on it.
Okay.
That doesn't
Framed
seem right.
In my living room.
Oh, man. I would go down on Berry Street to a pawn shop and get you one. I'm sure they have one down there.
Well, look.
Well, very cool. You're going to be a big part of this weekend. First of all, there's so much going on from the fiddling contest to the cow milking. Everything's a contest.
Yeah,
anyway.
For sure.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
an old mustache contest, mm-hmm. old boots, but we have Western music from, there's a fiddle contest starting at 10 a.m., and that is for youngsters who have never been in a fiddle contest before.
Oh.
Texas old style fiddling in the style that it's being competed against. And so we have something under a dozen kids that are signed up, and that's going to start at 10. Now, if you want information about it, go to the fortworthstockyards.org, get some phone numbers, start contacting, or you can register for fiddle contest at 9 a.m. They'll open that registration.
There you go.
But a lot of people are pre-registering, so that's a good idea because you want to practice, right?
Right. You got to get ready. You know, we did learn last week from Ricky Skaggs himself what the difference between a fiddle and a violin is.
Yeah, it's not the tuning, it's not the instrument, it's the way you play it.
Exactly, and specifically the way he put it, is a violin has strings, a fiddle has strings. So there you go. We're very excited about that. And now you're obviously a singer too.
Yeah.
You do poetry?
There's going to be cowboy poetry.
I guess.
There is, and on Rodeo Plaza. So there's a center of activity on the Livestock Exchange lawn. In the Coliseum, there'll be things going on. But on Rodeo Plaza, which is on the west side of the Coliseum, it's the road that leads to Billy Bob's.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pedestrian walkway area. And there's tons of things there as well. There's going to be an old West Frontier Days fashion contest. I mean, maybe not so much a contest as it is a presentation.
Yes.
So you can kind of see how they used to do it.
Oh, everything's a contest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wearing my chaps for that. Don't judge. Don't judge. You haven't seen him.
Yeah. The cattle are mooing.
That's like the perfect sound effect.
This building is haunted.
That is my cell phone.
Oh.
And I have that set up so that when I'm performing on stage and somebody calls and I forgot to turn off the ringer, I don't get music. I get cattle.
There you go.
And nobody really could tell where it's coming from, right? It could just be the cattle walking by.
The ethereal cow is amongst us.
Hey, we have a parade, too.
Yes, talk about
it, please. As part of the Stockyards, our special 27 square blocks of cowboy immersion, and especially on that day, you know, we have National Day of the American Cowboy. But in the parade, which is led by the cattle drive, and, you know, the cattle drive's at 11:30, so the parade will follow, and there's a whole, probably about 20 minutes of great things, like equestrian riding clubs, celebrities.
Is it going to be kind of like the All-Western Parade where it's non-motorized? It's going to be
There may not
Western
be rules
feel.
About that, but it's certainly going to be Western. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, maybe we could go Western that's in 1920 where you have an old car, you know.
There you go.
Okay.
Or your pickup truck from last year. You know? It's just totally cowboy.
I love it. And that starts at 11:30, the parade,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
So,
get in there and park before that.
Well, absolutely, because Hank FM, we're going to be live 11 to 1. Actually, I'll be out there.
Yeah, you will.
And I'm going to hang around for after the parade because my job is with the street sweepers. I go in afterwards with the shovel. and then we take care of all that nasty
stuff you were downloading all day finally gets picked up.
Somebody now has to do it. So that's what we're doing here. So
and there's also a rib eating contest.
Yes. What? Oh, yes.
Going to eat some ribs from Risky's.
At Risky's. It'll be down there. There'll be free admission to Billy Bob's if you get in there before 5 o'clock.
Well,
between 10 and 5. There's some,
and you wear a cowboy hat.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to wear a cowboy
hat.
Well,
I mean, you're going to if you. Yeah.
You got to do your stuff.
You got to do it right.
Right. Oh, by the way, that night, Billy Bob Thornton's going to be.
Billy Bob Thornton on the stage at Billy Bob's this
weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Does that fit? Isn't that perfect?
That guy, I tell you what. I know.
Billy Bob
I may have to go backstage and try to get punched out by him. He's one person on my list that I have not been hit by. It's up there.
Another we have a celebrity coming to our stage on the Livestock Exchange. We have several celebrities. There's not only me. There's Kristen Harris, who is one of the leading Western artists today in America, and she goes over to Europe as well. And this young lady has been building her career in Western. And last year, a whole year ago, she was on American Idol.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And we have Stephanie Quayle, who's from Montana.
Yeah.
And she's making big waves, and all her flock of quail are expected to turn out. She performs from 1:30 to 2 on the steps of the Livestock Exchange Building. So, yeah, come and see Stephanie.
Flock of quail.
Yeah, the flock of quail.
There you go.
That's right.
It's not a gaggle.
The hair going this way?
It's not a gaggle. It's a flock. I am particularly interested in the armadillo race.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You know, you have to care for your armadillos and you keep them in the shade.
They're
so
athletes.
Be in a shady area there.
Hydrated.
On the exchange lawn. Yeah. Are you an expert at that? You know how to get your armadillo mojo going?
I am an amateur expert / professional when it comes to armadillos.
What does that mean?
If it can be Wikipedia'd, I know.
You know, I always thought I was an armadillo.
What?
Seriously. Armadillos only have, if they have a litter, they have four, and they're all the same sex.
Okay. You've had four
girls.
Oh, but not all at the same time.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
There was a little bit of distance between them.
I think this is going to change the next news update, because we're going to have to dive into that. Holy cow. All right. Well, the armadillo racing. There's right there. And then the cowman. There's so much that we've got all this listed at 921hankfm.com and, of course, Gunfight Show. And it's everything that's great. Yeah. About cowboys and cowgirls in the West.
Oh, I know. Hey, did we mention the poetry? Because I think we did a little bit, but in the Western poetry, that is one of the major entertainment arts of Western culture.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So the cowboy poet, they don't usually sing, but they could if they wanted. It'd be unplugged probably and very much a cappella. But they're going to be, I think, over on Rodeo Plaza. I believe that's where they... Well, just check at the info booth because, you know, last minute changes. And also, if you want to know how to get to the old boots contest, the mustache contest, check in at the... It's the Fort Worth Stockyards Business Association. It's the info booth. It's right in the middle of the lawn. So you can get check there, sign up for things, enjoy all of our... The sponsors that are helping support that'll be out on the lawn.
Yeah.
The music goes on out on the lawn. We have Gene and Gary Prescott coming in from Abilene. They are hardcore, awesome cowboy. I call her the Western singing songbird of Texas. She's the first lady of Texas music.
There you go.
But, you know, she's one of our legends, and we're so glad they're coming in from Abilene.
Man.
Make a little drive and get here.
It is, technically chock full of things.
It is.
Yes, because there's even a chuck wagon. So, it goes on all day long. Check it out. It kicks off technically. The whole event begins at about 10 a.m. That morning,
right with the fiddle contest.
The Fort Worth Stockyards.
Yeah, and the music will go on the stage in the exchange building area till 2. And then we quit because it's going to be super getting hot.
No.
And you can go indoors, go to the Wild West show. That starts at 2:30.
Beautiful.
You know, get your tickets for rodeo. You can have your... whole day plan, then go to Billy Bob's, see Billy Bob, Billy Bob's.
And you know what? It's going to be fantastic because it's not scorching hot yet.
Right.
So there you go.
I'm so glad.
Isn't that?
And there will be
summer.
Cool zones.
Yeah.
Y'all plan that
cool
correctly.
Zone? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we need the cool zone. Can they put the cool zone right over the stage? That would be nice. I mean, maybe that wouldn't work.
Right. Yeah. Right next to the jalapeno. Is there a jalapeno eating contest? There is now.
I just
entered.
You might want to talk to the committee about that. Right, there is a tip to tip measuring a guessing contest for the Longhorns.
Oh, this is exciting.
So you have to guess.
There's everything.
Yeah. Close. Yeah. Yeah.
All things Western.
All things Western.
Beauty. Well,
get
howdy,
there.
Howdy, indeed.
Giddy up.
All right. Ooh. Well, it's this Saturday. It goes on all day long. We've got all of the scoop at 921 Hank FM. Facebook.com. Miss Devin, goodness Woo-ha! Gracious. Have you ever been called a spitfire before?
Well, sure. I can live up to that.
I just noticed that you've got a tattoo on your right arm. Spitfires. No, I'm kidding.
Do not. Oh, but I am tattooed by the sun. I'm a freckled person.
There you go. She's a redheaded spitfire right there. It's Annie Oakley in the flesh. It's awesome. Yeah. It's so great to have you in the studio.
Thank you for having me here.
And we will see you out there in the stockyards this weekend.
You betcha.
There she is, Miss Devin right there. Give us a little yodel-a-hee-hoo or something.
You want to try it with me?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh, you can sing the low note and the high note?
Oh, I can go high.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. He has a break in everything.
Y'all are making my head spin.
I just passed out. Just like they did back in the West. Awesome.
Weaponizing yodel.